where we preach the word, raise preachers, yes, and prove the power of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How shall they hear? How shall they hear? Please come forward. Those who are at the back, come forward so that we can hear your voice. Shabalabalabas. Mentoporodosha Satinda. How shall they hear?
Without a preacher.
How shall they hear?
Without a preacher like me.
Are you a preacher?
Yeah.
Has God sent you?
Yes.
Has God called you? Has God sent you?
Yes.
Has God called you?
Yes.
Can God really put souls into your hands?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, I am a preacher.
I am a preacher.
I am a preacher.
I am a preacher.
So watch out.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Watch out.
God is going to use me.
God is going to use me.
God is going to use me. So watch out.
Watch out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take your seat in heavenly places. 92nd week of Preachers Embassy. 92nd week of Preachers Embassy. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. We are blessed. It's 92 weeks. Is it not powerful? We are nearing the glorious days. This is not the glorious days. I was listening to Bishop Dagwood Mills, and he was talking about the fact that sometimes all what you are doing, you have actually not even begun the first phase of your ministry. You may be doing a lot of things, but you have not even begun the first phase of your ministry. And he says that some people die even before they begin the first phase of their ministry. They die. They don't even begin. They die before the beginning begins. I believe what we are doing here, we are doing practicals. Hallelujah. And the real days are coming. Tell your neighbor, the real days are coming. The reality is coming. The actual season is coming. Tell your neighbor, these are the practicals. These are the practicals. So wait for the better days. Prepare for the glory. Prepare for the glory that God is bringing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yeah.
Not a novice. Today I want to talk about how to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How to grow. Tell your neighbor, it's time to grow. It's time to grow. How to grow. Whatever does not grow is dead. Whatever does not grow is dead or not living. If it's not living, then it's dead. A living thing is seen by the changes that happens in its developmental stages. Whatever does not grow is dead. If you are born again, you are not growing, that means you are dead. We have to grow. And we have been talking about the fact that God does not want novices for his work. He wants matured Christians. And for that matter, you and I, we must not be novice. Novices in the kingdom. Not a novice. Not a novice. Lest being lifted with pride, he falls into the condemnation of the devil. I believe there is no novice here. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here who is immature and is remaining the same? How to grow. My first point for today is that God wants us to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to grow. He wants us to grow. And we already know that he needs mature people to do the work. Because immature people can do very little. Immature people can do very little. So he needs mature people. Are you here with me?
Yes.
He needs what? Mature people. Because immature people can do very little. And I want to use the same scripture I have been reading for the past 2 weeks and show you something that we did not see in the previous sessions. I'm reading from Ephesians 4:11, the King James Version. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, for perfecting the saints, for perfecting the saints, for the work of the ministry, for edifying the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. Till we all, right? We all come to what? The unity of the faith. Those are the men talking now. So we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. Can you see that?
Children.
Did you see that?
Yes.
That we henceforth be no more children. Somebody shout, children.
Children.
God is not looking for children. Not a novice. Henceforth we be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. It is children who can be deceived, not mature people. You can deceive children. You cannot deceive mature people. You can deceive the novices. You cannot deceive the mature person. So Paul is saying that we have to come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the fullness of Christ. And when we get to that level, we are no longer children. So God wants us to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here with me? Are you here with me? Are you listening to me? God wants us to grow. Because children are tossed to and fro and carried away by the sleights of men, cunning men, deception. Last 2 weeks, didn't I tell you about the lady who had a boyfriend who came in to have sex with her and quoted scriptures? Did I tell you? Yeah, they have sex after that, you quote scriptures. No. I mean, which quotation in the Bible can support fornication? There is none. Children are carried away to and fro. They are carried away to and fro. They can be deceived. They can be deceived. Are you a child? Mature men cannot be deceived. She did not know. So quote a lot of scriptures. Release grace unto her for action. He empowers her for action by the word of God. Impartation for ministry. Yeah. Bedroom ministry. Children are carried away to and fro. So God wants us to grow. Now I want to read from another translation called God's Word. God's Word translation. You will not find this in your Bible unless you have an Android Bible called YouVersion. There's a Bible like that. You can download it. It has such versions. Now let me read. Let's see another translation and a clear meaning. He gives apostles, prophets, missionaries, as well as pastors and teachers as gifts to his church. Their purpose is to prepare God's people to serve and to build up the body of Christ. Do you see that? Their purpose is to do what? Is to prepare God's people to serve and build up the body of Christ. This is to continue until all of us are united in the faith and in our knowledge about God's Son, until we become mature. Until we become mature. Until we measure up to Christ, who is the standard. That is what it means. That is what Ephesians 4:11 to 15 means. This is to continue. They are to prepare God's people for God's work. And it says this is to continue until we are all united in our faith and in our knowledge about God's Son, until we become mature, until we measure up to Christ, who is the standard. So we have to measure up until we become like Christ. That is the standard. We are growing to become like Christ Jesus. It's not a simple thing. The benchmark is very high. Hallelujah. then we no longer be children, tossed and carried about by all kinds of teachings that change like the wind. We will no longer be influenced by people who use cunning and clever strategies to lead us astray. What? Clever strategies to lead us astray. My God. My God. Are you here with me? Open your eyes. Tell your neighbor, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Then we will no longer be children, tossed and carried about by all kinds of teachings and that change like the wind. We will no longer be influenced by people who use cunning and clever strategies. Cunning and clever, intelligent strategies. Cunning and clever strategies to lead us astray. You don't know that he's leading you astray. Because the procedure looks very intelligent. Very, very, very intelligent and wise proceedings, but it's leading you astray. He says that children are the victims. So as far as we remain children in the house of the Lord, we will become victims to satanic doctrines. Satanic doctrines. As far as we remain children in the body of Christ, we will become influenced, victimized by satanic doctrines. One time I met a lady who most of the time when she came to visit me, she was in trousers. And then I studied at a point in time, no trouser. I asked her, why have you stopped wearing? It's like now you are becoming a skirt type. He said, oh, some churches came and they were saying, sir, trouser is this and that, and they talk plenty. You see, she was just carried away. She does not know the truth. You go to hell by wearing trousers. You go to hell by wearing makeup. You go to hell if you do your hair rasta. If you do a corn roll, you go to hell. If you go, so what should we do? Kenke roll? What should we do? So which hairstyle should the ladies do now? I don't know for them. These are the clever strategies of men to lead people astray. You know, some of them are not so clever. So you can see it is deception. Last week I was talking about a pastor whose church is called Breast and Annie Women's Ministry, something, something. And he touches the breasts of the women. As impartation, he touches it, master. Strain breast. Squeeze it. Smash it. And we'll let it go there and kneel down to be taught. Recently, I watched a video where a pastor was in a swimming pool. And according to him, he was doing deliverance for a lady. And the deliverance was that the lady must lick his organ. So the pastor was wearing a condom and it was erect. And the lady was in the swimming pool naked and licking the pastor's organ, the spring roll. You know, it looks like pencil rather. So pencil, spring roll, anyhow you call it. It's a stick. I just don't want to mention the original word. It's not a pen drive. Are you here with me? She was in the pool and licking. This one is deception. It is easy to see that this is satanic. But there are other strategies that it is not easy to see. It's not easy to see. Are you here with me? It is children who can be deceived. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. It's time for growth. It's time for what?
Growth.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes. I heard a man of God saying something very important and I learned it. He said, if you don't have a message, you don't have a ministry. If you have started a fellowship, a church, you don't have a message, you are not called. You are just trying to do something as others are doing. What is your message? Yeah. So the people that you follow as preachers, men of God, what message do they preach? Are you an apostle? Apostle of what? What is your message? If you are a prophet, what is your ministry? What is it about? Which area has God sent you to? You have no message, but you are sent. How possible? Are you here with me?
Yeah.
So many fellowships, so many churches. Where's the message? You see, so you don't know the message of the church, whether it agrees with your destiny. You go and set, enter there. You say, no, it doesn't get there. You go here. You are just moved to and fro. Today you are here, tomorrow you are there, carried away by the slights of men. Clever strategies, wherein they learn to lead men astray. Oh, come to my church. The church you go, the organ you play, do they pay you? No, they don't pay. You see, they don't appreciate what you are doing as an organist. They are not appreciating it. That's how the church is. Oh, they don't appreciate things like this. Come to my church, I will pay you. Leave them. Don't mind those. In fact, I know of a church who told a keyboardist in another church to come, they will pay him double. So how much do you take the amount? 400. Oh, leave them. Come, I'll give you 800 Ghana and you will be in my church. By the clever strategies, what are you doing? Jesus said, I am the door. You want a keyboard? You don't go and take somebody's church member. Are you not a shepherd? Are you here with me? Are you listening to me? If you're a shepherd and somebody comes to your church, your farm, and take your sheep, will you be happy? How do you tell somebody to pay double so the person should come to your church? This is what you call clever and intelligent strategies. Cunning. He's leading you astray. You don't know you are being led astray. Why are you charging in the first place? And why do you allow money to move you to do the work of God? You have no knowledge. Any church I go, I point my hands at the instrumentalist. I hope you people are not being paid. I'm not afraid. I hope you are not being paid for what you are doing. Are you in this church or you are employed? If you are brought from town to play, I don't have a problem. But are you in this church? I'm here. This is where I was baptized. Oh, I see. You are baptized here. This is where you were nurtured. You were groomed here. And you are charging them to play keyboard. You were disgraced, not to the church, but to Jesus Christ. You were disgraced to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who bought you with his blood. You became his inheritance, his property. He owes you. You charge him. How dare you? Are you here with me? Cunning means church pastors stealing members by fine strategies. I told you that any prophet, no prophet can come to preacher's embassy and take my members. It's impossible. No matter the oil you operate in, before the prophet come, what I will tell you, it will be more dangerous than the prophecies you will receive. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Today, everybody, people just move. When they hear a prophet, they just start moving. And what the prophets also do is that they come and they break your church into two. They tell you, the Lord says, come to my church. Any prophet who steals church members is not called as a shepherd. If you are not a shepherd, then you don't have to build a church. If you don't have the shepherding grace, you are not called into church planting. That is why you have to go to somebody's church and take their members to start your own. You are not called. A shepherd is called to gather sheep and nurse them. That is not your ministry. So why are you starting a church? If you can't gather sheep by evangelism and wait upon the Lord for church growth, you are not called. And no prophet will come here and take my members. It's impossible. Any prophet who tells you to leave your church, follow you, is not a shepherd. He doesn't understand the ministry of the shepherd. That is what is happening in the body of Christ today. Are you here?
Yeah.
Prophets in churches, they will leave the church. When they are leaving, they will carry half of the members away. So all the years the pastors have spent, building the church, it becomes useless. Somebody uses just 1 week to clear all the members. And I was saying it on rod and staff, that if God doesn't lay the foundations, he cannot build on it. Are you here with me? If God doesn't lay the foundation, he cannot build on it. So if your foundation was not with God, God can't build on it. So whatever you are doing, ask yourself, how did you begin? How did you start it? The relationship you are in, did you steal somebody's boyfriend? God cannot build on it. Somebody put on the Faith OS page that it is difficult to go back, but we pray that God gives us strength. God will not give you strength. The only way is to go back and begin right with God. You cannot have a 2-bedroom house foundation and make it a story building. Is it possible? So why do you lay foundation for 2-bedroom house and expect God to make it a story building? He can't build a story building on a foundation that you have laid for 2-bedroom house. It will collapse. And why will God rear up that which will collapse? The only way is to begin with God and to go and end with God. And this is not what shepherds are doing. We are laying our own foundations. Look at how you are bringing people into your church. Is that how God will build a church? Jesus went about calling fishermen, follow me. Did you see him going to John the Baptist to call his disciples?
No.
There were 2 disciples of John the Baptist who left John and followed Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't call them. They followed him. He said, Rabbi, where do you stay? He said, here. Oh, we'll tarry with you. But John knew that Jesus was greater. He has spiritual understanding that those 2 disciples had to follow Jesus. They were disciples of John, but the one whom they had to follow, the real man, was coming, and John was preparing them. So when the season came, the 2 disciples, John was one of them, going to follow Jesus, and he became the disciple whom Jesus loved. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
If God cannot lay the foundations, he will not build on it. How did you get the job? Bribe. Okay. We are here. We are. God is watching you. God is watching. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we are going to be children, one of the things that is going to affect our lives is that we will lay the wrong foundations. We will lay the wrong foundations. We will be carried away by the clever means of men. We will follow men we must not follow. We will follow women we must not follow. And they will lead us astray. They will tell us the wrong things. Clever means. The purpose of a false prophet is to lead men astray. But they don't want you to see that you are being led astray. I remember one of my friends, one of the ladies told me about the boyfriend who had a diamond. And the diamond got lost. And they directed him to a church that there's a prophet here. If you go, he can help you to locate the diamond. And he got to the church. See, he's a very popular man of God. So when I see him on TV most of the time, I start laughing. He got to the church and they took him to a place behind the church. There was a pot on fire, a black pot. And they told him to go and stand there, look into the pot and declare, make some enchantments. And he ran away. He ran. He boot. Tell me about
Ibut.
Ibut, you are now running. When he saw the pot, he is very popular. So anytime I laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. A pot. This is not a. I know what I'm talking about. This is not a rumor or a speculation. Are you here with me? People go there, they speak into that pot. When they told him to speak, he ran away. He was afraid. He has some maturity. He understands pot is for witchcraft.
Yeah.
He has come to understand through Nigerian movies that anytime there is a black pot, it's witchcraft. How can a prophet use a black pot? Hey! He ran. I don't know if there are some people here who would have gone to chant. I must have my diamond. Anything I must do today, I must. I must. A lady came to tell Prophet Monzi that she wants to see another mighty preacher who is very popular on the TVs you watch for help. And when she went there, the man of God was in the room with his pastors and they were doing deliverance. And the deliverance they were doing, there was a lady. The lady said she's in love with her. You know, they put her at a place where she had everything going on there. She was very so she was listening to everything and she also ran. The lady was interested in the guy and the guy said he will not marry her. So she went to tell the man of God. And they were praying and forcing the man's spirit to come through one of the deliverance workers. So the man's spirit came and manifested and were telling him, why is it I don't want to marry the lady? I said, I don't like her. So you will marry her. But begin to pray. And they were praying and forcing the spirit of the man to agree to marry the woman. She was hearing everything. She got up and ran. If there is any prophet who can invite somebody's spirit through a human being, he's a fake prophet. He's what?
Fake prophet.
You don't invoke people's spirit. That's witchcraft. And in fact, no human spirit don't move. It's just an evil spirit who will imitate.
Yes.
You can never invoke my spirit through any prayer warrior. It's another evil spirit who will imitate me,
yes,
and speak like me.
Sure.
My spirit cannot move. You can't move it. If it's moving, then I must be there moving it. Witchcraft, occultism, soul travel. What are you talking about? She ran. Children are tossed to and fro. So if I am preaching on how to grow, you must understand this is a very important lesson. Time has come. I told you about the story about the guy who came to see me. You see, and he said he needed deliverance because he's owing a lot of people. And he went to see one of these prophets who is very popular on your series. Recently, I was watching him and he said, listen to me. There are some pastors when they'll tell you, what is your name? And they'll point the microphone on your mouth. Immediately you mention your name, then a spirit will come inside you. And whatever they will ask you, you'll be saying, yes, yes, yes. I said, look at him. Look at him. Do you know, the guy went to see him, he was asking for tortoise shell. The skin of a chameleon. Tortoise shell. The skin of a chameleon. Plus 1,700 Ghana. He's already indebted. Which Holy Ghost will use tortoise shell and chameleon skin to do deliverance? In my name you cast out demons. What is the thousand serving for? Eyes on the screens. Fake people all over the place. Children are the ones who be carried to and fro. You go, they ask you to bring tortilla, you go and buy it and sign it. Because you do not know the truth. You'll be carried astray by the clever myth on TV. He never says it. When you go there, you see the reality. Are you here with me? Are you here?
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? Yeah. It is deadly to remain a child. You can be carried astray. If you want to know what I'm doing, whether it is from God or not, check whether I'm leading you to God. Or I'm being using clever means to lead you astray. If I'm showing you to grow, why would it lead you astray? Tell your neighbor, grow up. Grow up. Grow. Tell your neighbor, grow. Grow. We need to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to what?
Grow.
We need to grow up spiritually. I was with a taxi driver and I was carrying one of these speakers. We were coming to have a program on campus. That was the last time I saw that speaker. It was Alexis in the taxi. And he told me, he was asking me, are you a preacher? Because speakers and the rest. I said, yeah. So you men of God, you are all fake. So it's an argument. Who told you? He said, you know this guy? He mentioned the man's name. I said, I know him. One of the popular preachers you see on your TVs. So my girlfriend went to see him. Do you know what happened? They gave her 200 Ghana cedi and gave her a story that she would come and recite in the church. So she came and the prophet to say, now the lady at the back there, your name is this. Say, hey, yes, give Jesus money. She has been paid 200 Ghana. So all what is happening is state act. I said, are you sure your girlfriend told you? He said, yes. He said, the day that she brought the 200 Ghana cedi, he took 100 Ghana cedi of that money. That day, policemen arrested him and took more than necessary from him. And he told me that he believes the money was a kid's money. Said that my, oh. There are things that are not rumors. Said my own girlfriend. There was a man whose wife went to do a similar thing. She went there and they bribed her to come and stage a miracle. And the husband divorced her for doing that. Yeah, you are aiding masses to go astray. You as a woman, as my wife. What? The husband was outside the country. A woman went to do that in the same church. He divorced them. Yeah, you are working with Satan. You are dangerous. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
We have to grow. We have to do what?
Grow.
If I say we are having a program next week Friday, when you are coming, bring red candle, black candle. Yeah. Hey! You should start asking questions.
Mm.
See, the prophet has spoken, so oh yeah. What do you go do? Don't challenge the authority of the prophet. No prophet in this nation can lead me astray. No. Impossible. I am very discerning. And God wants everyone to discern. Discern means be very good at examining things spiritually. Spiritual examination with the knowledge of the truth. Spiritual examination. You are talking to me, I'll be listening to you. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You'll be able to tell where you are coming from. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
You should not be led astray. It's the children who are carried to and fro by the sleight of men. Clever and intelligent means to lead men astray. But I will not be led astray. Tell your neighbor, I will not be led astray.
I will not be led astray.
I will not be led astray. In the name of Jesus.
Last
2 weeks I mentioned about a prophet in the United States who was operating prophetic, you know, and unfortunately for him, he had an earpiece, you see, in his ear, and his wife was in the church behind the stage, and the wife has collected information about people, and he will give to the prophet, and he will mention their names. Unfortunately, the earpiece she was speaking into, it was loud, and the microphone went near, so they were hearing the thing in the speakers in the church. There was a lady sitting on the third row wearing blue shirt. Her name is Maggie. There's a lady. It came out. Everybody saw it. Fake prophets are not only in Africa. America is worse. Everywhere. Clever means. Every prophecy there's a seed attached to it. It's not from God. If there's any prophet who always gives you a word and says seed, it's questionable. Every word comes to faith. It's questionable. Every time he prophesies to you, he says, bring seed. I was following one of them on my on the internet. No, he sends me prophecies online. And they are not very out, they are not even in line. But every word that comes, he says there's a seed. And these are very mighty men. They look very mighty. But their foundations. God is not in their foundations. You must not be led astray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we will no longer be little children, tossed and carried about by all kinds of teachings that change like the wind. We will no longer be influenced by people who use cunning and clever strategies to lead us astray. Instead, as we lovingly speak the truth, we will grow up completely in our relationship with Christ Jesus, who is the head. Now read from the King James Version, Ephesians 4:15. Ephesians 4:15. It says that, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things. So how many things that God wants us to grow in? All things. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things. All things. What are all? All things pertaining to our relationship with Jesus Christ. All things pertaining to what God wants us to know. All things. You may grow up in all things. Grow up in faith. Grow up in prayer. Grow up in grace. Everything pertaining to your relationship with God. Grow up in all things. That we may grow up in all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, grow up.
Grow up.
In all things.
In all things.
In all things.
In all things.
Leaving none behind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shalamandaba. We must grow. We must grow. Because children are tossed to and fro by the slights of men, deception of men. Lord, open my eyes to see the standards, your to understand your judgments and the wrath which you have reserved for those who think they can fool you, that I may not be fake. Yeah. God told me, any man or woman who is deceiving masses, using the name of Jesus Christ to lead men astray, will go to hell. They will all go to hell. They think that last minute they will repent. They will die suddenly. I told you, he that plans to repent at the 11th hour dies at 10:59. They will die straight deaths. Answer them, pam, you are gone. Hell, straight. More room for has been given to them to repent. They are not repenting. They are still using the name of Jesus to bury cows, to produce church growth. They are burying things under their churches to produce church growth. They are using Satan. In the name of Jesus, after leading thousands astray, then you will go to heaven. Because God is a fool. They think they can fool God, but God will not be fooled. You can fool the children, but you cannot fool the Holy Ghost. He says they will go to hell. Straight! Lake of fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
We are listening to you.
Yeah. You must become an expert. You must become an expert. Hello, shepherd. Please teach me on prayer. What is prayer? Oh, then you start rattling. Become an expert. Gain the knowledge. The standard is the Bible. Not any other book but the Bible. Galatians 1:8. If even we or an angel from heaven should preach unto you any gospel than the one which we the apostles have preached, let him be accursed. The standard is the Bible. No any other book. Are you here with me? No any other book. I cannot be led astray. Do not be led astray by the cunning strategies of men, wherein they lie to deceive. Shalamandaga. Sonoroska Baradia. My second point. Spiritual growth depends on us and not on God. Spiritual growth depends on what? Us. It doesn't depend on God. Because God wants that we mature. He says that so that we no longer become children. will no longer be children. So it is the will of God that we mature. So God is looking for mature people. It is his will. If you want to mature, the maturity does not depend on God. He has already declared his desire. He wants mature people. So if you are going to mature, it doesn't depend on God. It depends on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spiritual maturity depends on what? Us. It doesn't depend on God. We can grow faster in few years. Yeah. We can grow very fast in the spirit in few years. We can upgrade ourselves consistently. Spiritual upgrading. In prayer and in the word. In spirit and truth. How many times do you want to be upgraded? It depends on you. Some of the phones you are using, it will be there and an information will come. Upgrade. Haven't you seen it?
Yeah.
No, I don't like using an outdated version of the software. I always want to upgrade to the latest version. Some of your softwares are outdated. We don't want outdated software, but actually, in our work with God, it looks like a lot of us are outdated. You must get an upgrade. Spiritual upgrade.
Yes.
It depends on you. How often do you want to be upgraded? It depends on you. Hallelujah. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
It depends on you. It depends on you. Your spiritual growth depends on you. A year by this time, where do I want to be in the spirit? It depends on you. A year by this time, I want the gifts of God in my life to produce fruit. I want to see such and such and such. It depends on you. You can grow, but it depends on you. God will not hinder your growth. You are the one who cause you yourself to grow or hinder yourself. Tell your neighbor, it depends on you.
It depends on you.
It depends on you.
It depends on you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't need many years. You need more of the spirit. You don't need many years. You need more of the spirit. It is true that there are things that will take you many years to learn, but it still depends on you. There are certain things that it will take you many years to learn them, but it still depends on you. You can elongate the years or shorten them. Spiritual growth. It depends on you. It depends on me. It depends on you. It depends on me. You don't need many years. You need more of the spirit. Job chapter 37 and verse 7 to 8. Job 37 verse 7 to 8. Are you there? Go to the book of Job. Job 37 verse 7 to 8. Job was in distress and his friends were rebuking him that all what he's going through is because he has sinned. And the youngest among them was quiet and listening to all these men speaking. And he decided to speak. And he said, these are his words. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. Hallelujah. He was the youngest among them, so he allowed the elderly people to be talking. And he noticed that all from all what they were saying, they were wrong. They were accusing Job. That he is the cause for all the afflictions he's going through. So he sat down and listened to their argument. And he said, I said, they should speak. They are the elderly ones. So let them speak. Those who are matured. The growth purpose. They should speak. And multitude of years should teach wisdom. Then verse 8, he said something. But there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Let they speak and let multitude of years teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in a man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Inspiration of the Almighty is the spirit of the Almighty. So spiritual understanding comes by the spirit. David said, I have more understanding than the ancients because I kept thy precepts. I keep your word. I study your word, and because I am close to the word, because of my personal relationship with the word, I have more understanding than the ancients, than the elderly, because of your word. So the young man told the elders, people, there is a spirit in a man, and the Holy Ghost gives them understanding. So let me speak to you. Let me prove you that you are wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't need many years. You need what? More of the Holy Ghost. More of the Spirit. More of the Spirit. It's available 24/7. How much of the Spirit you can tap into? It's available 24/7. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
Are you a teacher of the word? You can grow marvelously in teaching in very few years. It depends on you. Are you? Do you have the prophetic gifts? You can grow in the prophetic.
Yeah.
Are you confused about your call of God? You can know it. You can grow and know it. We don't grow up. We grow up. God, take me high. We don't take high. We grow. We don't go high. We grow to the to the top. Hallelujah. Are you here with me?
Yes.
We grow to the top. We don't go to the top. We grow there. There's a spirit in a man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. So how much of the spirit you can tap into? Then it depends on you. It depends on you. It depends on who?
Me.
It depends on who?
Me.
Melistanio Mohokalista bless. Ora Hafisentla. It depends on you. It depends on you.
Yeah.
How hungry you are. Shalamandagos. There's a spirit in a man. There's a spirit in a man. That is why we have people in the church who are gray-headed, but they have no understanding. Because there's a spirit in a man. And the inspiration of the Almighty. So those who go after the inspiration. Are you here?
Yeah.
Those who go after the inspiration, which is the spirit. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, it becomes inspiration. Those who go after the inspiration, they will get the understanding.
Yeah.
They will have the insight.
Yeah.
And spiritual growth comes by spiritual understanding. How much you understand affects your maturity. Maturity is much of your understanding. What you understand, how much you understand, that is your maturity. Your understanding, spiritual understanding, is spiritual maturity.
Yeah.
Are you here with me?
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, it's time to grow up.
It's time to grow up.
Rise up with me. It's time to grow up.
It's time to grow up.
It's time to grow up. Tell your neighbor, grow.
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 Malagabadas. Grow up. Melista Bahasatas. It's time to grow. It's time to grow. It's time to grow. It's time to grow. It's time to grow.
It's time to grow.
It's time to grow. It's time to grow. Gone were the days. When I go to church, I don't give offering. Well, immediately the message ends and they say offering time, I receive a phone call and walk out. Offering time, I'll run. So one of my friends studied me, Apostle Willie. Yeah, so he knows that that's what I do. And sometimes, now he also used to do such. So it's a company of people who are trying to be smart before the Lord. So when it's offering time, I get a phone call, we go out to relate him. By the time we come back, it's over. So over the years, he began to repent. And I was also not repenting. So one day I was in the church and it was offering time. And I got up to go and receive phone call. When I got to the gate, he was standing and said, hey, my boy, go back. It's offering time. Go back. We used to do that because we are children.
Mm.
But because we have come to understand what collection, the offering is not collection, it's your seed to the house of God. In those days, we understood it as collection. So we ran.
Mm.
But today we can't run from it. Can you run?
No.
Because of maturity. We no longer be children. So there are some things you are doing. You see, you just grow out of it. It's not deliverance. Grow out of it. You become too big and the shells will break down and you walk out of it.
Yeah.
Are you here with me?
Yeah.
The shells will be too small for you because you are growing. When you put Coca-Cola into the freezer, the bottle will crack because of the expansion of the ice. It will crack. Pa! is growing. The body, when you grow out of immaturity. All the things that affect children, those simple things that entangle Christians, we grow out of it. Come out. No, come out in the name of Jesus. No, come out of, you can come out of it. Come out. Often time you are running. I also didn't pay tithe. I said, what is the essence of tithe? No way. Give my tithe to God. What are you talking about? It's too big. If I get 1,000 Ghana, to give 100 Ghana to God. It's not too big. This was my argument. But when I grew, I grew out of that bondage. Break the shells. Come out. Hallelujah. That when the knowledge is coming, it makes you grow. It's spiritual food. Boilers in the spirit. Yeah. Feed them with God's word and they begin to bloat. They begin to bloat. Bloat. Tell your neighbor, bloat.
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 Bloat out.
Bloat out.
Shabalankodemes. Folona Makosa.